So I would like to introduce you to my poster, which is located somewhere there, and tell you something very briefly about Eclipsing Binaries, which are members of, let's say, quadruples, quintuples, or even sextuple systems, or something like that. And maybe you don't know many of these systems, you know, triples, okay, maybe a few quadruples, but one of a very famous system is, for example, this 65 in Ursae Majoris. Here are some basic characteristics of the system or of its individual components. It is quite well known, also rather well. No. Rather bright system, it looks like that. So some visual components, but here and this point, the brightest member, there is not only one star, there are two stars in fact. And if you take a look closer, so there were obtained some interferometric observations during the last, let's say, century, and it's orbiting like this. So here now we are somewhere there, but moreover, this component is also eclipsing in spectroscopic binary, so it is like quintuple system. And moreover, we have obtained some light curves, this classic algo, some radial velocity curves, but if we take a look to this, the orbit, so we can subtract this movement on this 100 years orbit, because there are many minimal observations, but after them there is some additional variation, and it is probably at about 600 days, so it is not the quintuple but the sextuple system. Okay, it's rather interesting one because we know only several sextuple systems, and we can take a look to another one, which is remarkable, so bright that it cannot be observed by Gaia or this kind of surveys because it is magnitude of 5. Wow, what to do? Okay, it is somehow similar to the DMUMA because there are some distant components, but also some closer ones. It is 5 arcseconds orbiting, I don't know, several thousands of years. But moreover, all of these components are spectroscopic, one of them 1.5 days, the other with 44 days. But moreover, one of these components was found to be also an eclipse in binary with 3 days period, which is very interesting because if we have this kind of periods, 3 days and 44 days, so maybe you know that the ratio of the inner and outer period, if it is very low, so there could be some changing of the inclination because the nodal period is very closed. So if you are able to observe the stars for, let's say, 2 or 3 seasons, so you are very, very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.